Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled True Witness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Revelation 12:11, it talked about the accuser of the brethren, verse 10, that accused them before their God night and day. And verse 11 says, they overcame him by two things, by the blood of the Lamb, and what else? By the word of their testimony. Hallelujah. And they loved not their lives unto death. And you'll see other scriptures bring out that they kept their testimony unto death. They were willing to die before they would say their testimony wasn't true. And you'll find the same word translated witness or testimony is translated martyr. Martyr. Our word martyr is from the same word that's translated witness. Testimony. What is a witness? If you look up the Hebrew words, look up the Greek words, it has these meanings. A witness is one who testifies. A witness is one who affirms what they have seen and heard and know. A witness is one who goes on record, and their record is evidence of what they have seen and heard and know. Now go with me over to the book of John, please, the 18th chapter. Now just to review a little bit, if you weren't with us last week, let me encourage you to go online and catch up with us, because we laid a foundation of the difference between being a preacher and being a witness. They're not the same. Acts 1:8, what did it say? You shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit's come upon you, and you will go a preaching. You'll be preachers. No. You'll be witnesses. The New Testament distinguishes between preachers and witnesses. He uses the word and to distinguish. Listen, in Acts 26:15, he said, the Lord made me a minister and a witness. If a witness is the same thing as a minister, why do you need to say and? Now every minister, true minister, is a witness also. But you don't have to be a preacher to be a witness. And this has been a confusion and a hindrance. A lot of people have thought that if I'm supposed to go find people to preach to about Jesus. And when they hear the word witness, or go a witnessing, they equate that in their mind to go preach an evangelistic message to somebody. And many have not been successful at it, and they awkwardly confront somebody and try to preach to them a message they heard, or tell them part of a series or a doctrine they heard preached, and they're not comfortable doing that because they're not graced to do it. And they're trying to remember, was that Romans 10:9 or Romans 9:10? Or what was the definition of that Greek word? I don't know. And sometimes people get so flustered, and you can tell the people that they're trying to talk to is not going over, and they're not receiving, and people just decide, I'm not doing this anymore. Amen. And so then they'll go years and do nothing. And they don't feel good about that either. But people think it's either preach or nothing. But no. What is a witness? A witness is one that testifies of what they have seen and heard and know. First-hand experience. This is not about explaining a doctrine to somebody. This is not about explaining the theological positions of your church or your group. This is something that you have experienced firsthand of the reality of God. And you are uniquely qualified to take the stand and give testimony and say, I was there. I was there when I was born again. I know what happened. This is not theory. This is not theory. I was there when the Lord healed my body. I was there when He met my needs. We were there when the Lord paid our place off. We were there. Right? This is not theory. And every one of us need to be ready and willing, because we, having received the Holy Spirit, we are now empowered to give our testimony. And it's not about trying to preach or trying to be a Bible teacher or quote a lot of verses. It's about doing what? Testifying to what you saw, heard, know. Your personal experience of God. Can you do that?
Yes.
Certainly you can. Any child of God can do that. And in fact, you're not by yourself doing it. You've been empowered by the Holy Spirit. Now, John 18. How about not? Go to John 15, and then we'll go to Romans 8. Let's do it this way. John 15 and 26. John 15, 26, Jesus said, when the Comforter is come, whom I'll send you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth. Now keep this in mind, the Spirit of what?
Truth.
Truth. What kind of witness are we talking about in this series? A true witness. The Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, what will the Spirit of truth do?
Testify.
He will testify of me. Me referring to Jesus. He'll testify of Jesus. And what else? And you also shall do what?
Bear witness,
which is testify. Because he, in those, that situation, you've been with me from the beginning. The original 12 testified, and then Judas' replacement after the book of Acts, they testified that they saw Jesus firsthand, and they also saw Him after He was raised from the dead.
Right.
And they did.
Yes.
And we can't testify that we ate and traveled with Jesus or that we saw Him and touched Him physically after He's raised from the dead, but we can testify of His reality in our life.
Yes.
Right? Of what we have experienced. And so the principle is the same. The Holy Spirit testifies, and we also testify, and it is a co-testimony, a co-witness. And actually, one of the Greek words that's translated here literally means that, a witnessing with, or a co-witness. Now in Romans, the 8th chapter, if you'd go there, Romans chapter 8 and verse 16. It says, the Spirit itself. Now, I don't care for the translation itself. And if you read other translations, you'll see it's the word for autos, His own self. Bears witness with our spirit. Why do I say that? Because the Holy Spirit's not in it.
That's right.
Jesus referred to Him repeatedly as He. 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 Well, do you like being called an it?
No.
You walk through the door, they go, there it is. Have you talked to it today?
No.
The Spirit Himself bears witness. He does what?
Bears.
He does what? He bears witness, which means to testify.
Yes.
He testifies with what? With our spirit. That we are the children of God. How many of you believe you are born again, you have been born again, and you are a child of God? Do you believe that? I want to see a show of hands. You believe you're a child of God. What makes you think so? What makes you think so? When you were born again, something happened inside you, right? And this is part of what you testify about. Because you were there. You know what happened to you. You know how you were. You know what happened to you. You know how you are. You know where God's brought you from. But your heart witness of the change in you and the love of God shed abroad in your heart and the reality of His presence and His life in you is not alone, is not solitary. Because when your spirit said, He's real, I know Him, I'm born of Him, the Holy Spirit came in and said, yes, you are. Yes, you are. And I can testify to it. How many think when the Holy Spirit steps up and says, I'm adding my testimony to that? Do you suspect it carries some weight? It carries some oomph. It carries some power. Isn't that what Acts 1:8 is talking about? You shall receive power after the Holy Spirit's come on you, and you will be
witnesses.
Why? Because you're not alone as you testify of the truth. The Spirit of truth co-witnesses to the truth. And when you tell the truth about the Lord, when you tell the truth about what He's done for you, you're not alone. You're not alone. The greater one comes in. He gets with your words. He manifests His presence with your presence. That's why people who hear it and see it will come under conviction. And that's why they will be convinced. Not condemned. Conviction is not the same thing as condemnation. They'll be convinced of the truth and the reality of it. If they're willing. If they're willing. Because the reality will be there. The Weiss translation says, the Spirit Himself. This is Acts 8:16. The Spirit Himself is constantly bearing joint testimony with our human spirit that we are God's children. The Amplified says, the Spirit Himself thus testifies together with our own spirit. Now, child of God, this is one of the greatest things you and I could ever learn in this life, is the witness of the Spirit. Because if He can let you know you're a child of God, He can also let you know whether you should go there today or not, whether you should invest in that or not, whether you should pursue a relationship with them or not. Come on, He could let you know 1,001 other things throughout the day, and He does it through this same co-witness.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series True Witness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.